This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Electioneering has reached a feverish pitch with leaders of various political parties crisscrossing states to garner support. Campaigning will come to an end today. Polling in this space will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies from 8 states and union territories. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has expressed confidence of winning a record number of seats in general elections. While addressing an NDA rally in Mumbai yesterday, Mr. Modi said he is working 24/7 to develop the country by 2047 and his priority is to make life of common man easier. He urged the voters to vote in large numbers for peace, security and a bright future for their children. Terming Mumbai as a city of dreams, Mr. Modi promised to give Mumbai its due. Prime Minister said, many countries that became independent with India went ahead of India, but earlier governments did not believe in the powers of Indians. He reviewed the development work done by the Union government in the last 10 years. Before coming to the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar and Swatantravir Vinayak Damodar Savarkar. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde boasted that no one had the ability to lead the country except Modi. MNS Chief Raj Thackeray demanded that status of a classical language should be given to Marathi. Speaking at the rally, Deputy Chief Minister Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis criticized Uddhav Thackeray over the scams in the Mumbai civic body. Earlier, Prime Minister addressed rallies at Hamirpur, Barabanki and Fatehpur in Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Speaking at a rally in Hamirpur, he attacked the Congress party again on the issue of minority reservation. In a major development, Samajwadi Party MLA from Unchahar constituency in Raibareli, Manoj Pandey yesterday joined the BJP in the presence of senior party leader Amit Shah. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed the gathering in Balia district, affirming that the BJP is poised to come to power for the third consecutive term. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge assured that Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar's constitution will remain intact under any circumstances and that the citizens of India will not allow the situation to become like that of some other countries. Addressing at India Bloc rally in BKC Mumbai, he alleged that the Union government is using the ED, CBI and income tax to imprison opponents. Withdrawal of candidature for the seventh phase of Lok Sabha polls ended yesterday. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies in seven states and one union territory will go to the poll in this phase on the 1st of next month. Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi rebutted the claims of Rajya Sabha MP Swati Malwal, an alleged misconduct case. Addressing the media yesterday, she claimed that a video had surfaced which disproves Swati Malwal's claims. She accused the BJP of hatching a conspiracy in this case. Swati Malwal has lodged a complaint against Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's PA, Vibhav Kumar, alleging misconduct with her. Ms. Malwal accused the Aam Aadmi Party of taking a U-turn in the case, alleging that the party is trying to save the accused. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's PA, Vibhav Kumar, yesterday filed complaint against Swati Malwal. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night, chasing a 215 for victory. Mumbai Indians scored 196 runs for 6 in 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, Lucknow Super Giants posted a challenging total of 214 runs for 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Nicholas Puran contributed a dazzling 75 off 29 balls for Lucknow, while Rohit Sharma scored 68 off 38 for Mumbai. Nicholas Puran was adjudged player of the match. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.